Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A freeze warning begins at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 49. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for showers. Lows level off around 33. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 49 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. As prolonged high winds buffeted the state, firefighters in the area were kept busy. Roxanne Stewart has more.
A grass fire 2 miles north of Mayetta, east of U.S. 75, between 182nd and 190th, was reported around 12:11 p.m. with blackout conditions near the fire. An evacuation order was issued around 12:30, and the blaze was brought under control by about 1:15 with the help of departments from Mayetta, Hoyt, Holton, and the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation, along with Jackson County EMS and Jackson County Emergency Management. There were at least 3 other fires in the Topeka area. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Kansas voters are deciding on 7 Court of Appeals judges in this general election. The governor appoints the judges, but voters decide every 4 years whether the judges should be retained. On the ballot, you'll see the city where each judge is from, but they hear cases from all over the state. Early voting continues this week and the general election, of course, on Tuesday, November 5th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Darian. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to a new survey by the Docking Institute of Public Affairs at Fort Hays State University, support for Medicaid expansion in Kansas remains high, but it's unclear whether those views will inform how Kansans vote this election. More than 72% of respondents to the Kansas Speak survey said they support expanding Medicaid, up slightly from last year. And that includes over 63% of Republicans and nearly 90% of Democrats. According to the Kansas Health Institute, Medicaid expansion would allow an estimated 152,000 more low-income Kansans to receive coverage under the government health care program. The existing Medicaid program already covers low-income children, pregnant women, elderly Kansans, and people with disabilities. Federal money pays for the bulk of the cost of expansion, and Kansas is one of only 10 states that has not yet done so. Analysis say that people who would be covered by expansion are working jobs that don't offer health insurance. Opponents of expansion say the proposal is too costly and argue that the policy would primarily benefit working-age adults who have the ability to obtain jobs that provide them with better wages or health insurance. The survey also found that there was a more than 11% increase in the portion of Kansans who agreed that expanding Medicaid would help rural hospitals remain in business, as several rural hospitals in the state have closed in recent years. There was also a slight increase in the portion of respondents who think that the people who would obtain coverage through Medicaid expansion deserve the benefit. Around half of Kansans who responded to the Kansas Speak survey said the issue is highly or extremely important as they decide who to vote to represent them in the state legislature. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas reports that the seasonal tumble of prices at the pump is happening again in this 2024, as there's been a trend here the last several weeks of gas prices falling back. He said they've seen a decline in the past week here in Kansas of 3 cents, and we're now at $2.78 a gallon for the average price. Reno County has the lowest price in Kansas at $2.59 a gallon, and 20 states right now across the country are sub $3 on their average gas price. Stewart explained that during the summer, there are government regulations that require a summer blend of gasoline that's less susceptible to creating air pollution, and that's more expensive to produce. But that's what's required to be in the gas pumps during the summer months. However, when we get into the fall, we go back to the so-called winter blend, and that usually knocks prices down a little bit because it's less expensive to refine. He also reported that the parts of the United States with offshore oil have generally been spared the worst of hurricane damage this season, so the major refineries in the Gulf have generally stayed free of any damage or outages, and no refining production operations have been impacted in any serious way. For more information on gas prices, you can visit gasprices.aaa.com. Kansas State University's Kansas Energy Program has received more than $600,000 in grant funding from the Kansas Corporation Commission to help Kansans achieve energy efficiency. The Kansas Energy Program, or KEP, will use the funding for a one-year project that includes offering of free energy assessments for agricultural producers and rural small businesses, conducting technical reviews of documents produced for the Kansas Facility Conservation Improvement Program, providing energy education to the public and Kansas K-12 schools through STEM activities, presentations and workshops, and providing technical assistance on grant applications for the USDA Rural Energy for America Program, or REAP. With funds from the award, KEP will produce a variety of educational materials emphasizing the importance of energy efficiency to complement what Kansas utilities are already producing and fill any identified gaps. The grant also supplies funds for the program to continue hosting the Kansas KidWind regional and statewide competitions for K-12 school districts and providing ENERGY STAR benchmarking for school district-owned buildings. The Kansas Energy Program is housed in the K-State Engineering Extension in the Carl R. Ice College of Engineering. In Nebraska news, troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol made a significant drug seizure this weekend during a routine stop at a gas station near Hershey, where troopers discovered 38 pounds of suspected methamphetamine hidden in a vehicle's subwoofer box. The encounter occurred at around 4:40 p.m. on Saturday at a truck stop off of Interstate 80. The vehicle had five occupants, three adults and two small children. And after developing suspicions, a search was conducted, leading to the arrest of 29-year-old Andres Florentino Fortunato, 47-year-old Armando Arroyo, and 23-year-old Daniela Torres Hernandez, all of whom faced charges of possession and intent to deliver, as well as child abuse. The children were placed in protective care, and the three suspects were lodged in the Lincoln County Jail. Garner Industries is dealing with yet another problem after its building was demolished by a tornado in April. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office held a press conference on Monday detailing a string of crimes at the dismantled property, with Chief Deputy Ben Houchin reporting that deputies have arrested seven people at Garner Industries throughout the last several weeks who were trespassing, stealing items, or doing drugs. The building is surrounded by a fence. However, Houchin said someone tore down a part of that fence and took it with them. And he also said the people who are arrested are not connected to Garner Industries in any way. President and CEO Scott McLean said in a statement that the company is working closely with the sheriff's office to keep trespassers off of the property. The Lincoln Police Department is investigating a robbery after a teenager said three men stole his Air Jordans at gunpoint. Police report it happened around 9 p.m. on Saturday near South Coddington and West Jean Avenues, where the victim was robbed of his black Nike Air Jordan 4 shoes that had reportedly made a digital deal to sell, and they were valued at around $400. According to police, the 19-year-old victim said that three men were wearing long-sleeved black shirts, black pants, and ski masks, and one of the suspects pointed a handgun at him and demanded the shoes. All three men then fled the scene, and the victim was not injured. The Lincoln Police Department asks anyone with information to call the Lincoln Police or to remain anonymous to call Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to Sheriff Catlin Warman, just before 5:30 p.m. on Friday, Rawlins County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a fight involving two men and a woman at the Rawlins County Hospital in Atwood. At the hospital, deputies learned that the fight began at another location and involved a firearm. Deputies then took one man into custody immediately, transporting him to the Thomas County Jail, and according to Sheriff Warman, security cameras showed the altercation at the hospital. According to online jail records, just before 8 p.m. on Friday, 33-year-old Evan Tipton was booked into jail on requested charges of aggravated assault and use of a deadly weapon and battery. After an investigation, deputies also arrested a man, 26-year-old Chandler Johnson, and 33-year-old Amy Ross, and recovered a stolen vehicle from Colorado. Just after 9:30 p.m., deputies booked Johnson on requested charges of violation of protection order, domestic battery, knowing or reckless bodily harm to family or person in dating relationship, and criminal damage to property. On Saturday morning, deputies booked Ross into jail on requested charges that included obstructing apprehension of prosecution, committed or charged with felony, and driving while license canceled, suspended, or revoked. Tipton is expected to face additional charges in connection with the firearm. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has announced the second round of funding for the Drug Endangered Children in Kansas, or DEC, program. The first round of funding, awarded in October 2023, included 18 communities, and with the additional funding, there will be a total of 29 DEC grantees across the state, receiving a total of $3 million. And the funding is part of a grant the Kansas Department of Health and Environment received from the U.S. Department of Justice. Drug-endangered children are those who are at risk of suffering physical, mental, or emotional harm as a result of substance misuse by a parent or caregiver, and they may also be children whose caretakers' substance use interferes with the ability to parent and provide a safe and nurturing environment. An estimated 165,847 Kansas children are living in environments where their parent or caregiver uses substances, and in addition, approximately 3,781 infants are born exposed to substances in Kansas each year. The goal of DEC is to reduce the number of children who experience environments where substances are used by increasing identification of and improving the response to these children. Put safety first when getting into a vehicle and participate in Buckle Up Phone Down Day, recognized across the country today, October 30th, when the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition challenges all travelers to ditch distractions and focus on safety. Drivers will see increased enforcement of seatbelt and child restraint usage, as well as texting laws across the state, as law enforcement officials are partnering in this effort. And the goal is to bring awareness to these two simple actions, buckling up and putting your phone down, to help reduce traffic fatalities. In Kansas, 387 people died in crashes in 2023, and according to the Kansas Department of Transportation stats, 134 were not belted or restrained. And Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said these numbers are concerning. All passengers should be buckled up, and children should be properly restrained in car seats. He said it only takes a few minutes to make sure everyone in the vehicle is properly restrained and to put your phone away, as there are most effective things that you can do to prevent injury in a traffic crash. Distracted driving is another problem throughout the state. Last year, there was nearly 14,000 crashes involving distracted driving and driving while using cell phones, eating, reading, applying makeup, or distractions from others in the vehicle resulted in more than 300 serious injuries and 99 fatalities. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have scalloped chicken, corn, sweetheart pears, cucumber slices, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pig in a blanket or ham and cheese roll-up with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheese chowder, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 9 a.m., with increasing clouds and a high near 49. should be breezy today with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 33, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 62, and on Thursday night, Halloween, it should be mostly clear with a low around 37. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be sunny with a high near 66. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 69. On Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 72. On Monday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 62. And on Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 51. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 48 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is north at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95. The dew point is 41 degrees. And the current wind chill is 44 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Max Jones transferred to Kansas State after two seasons at Cal State Fullerton with a two-year stint at D2 Tampa prior. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580 WIBW in Topeka last Wednesday and says while K-State got many high-level transfers, Jones going to Big 12 Media Day was a big tell for what the staff thinks of him.
Well, I want to point out that Max Jones was one of the three players that went to Kansas City, and yep. That honestly caught us off guard. You had David Gasson, a returnee, and Coleman Hawkins, the high-profile transfer guy. But they've got a number of other transfers, including Doug McDaniel from Michigan, and yet it was Max Jones who made the trip. So I think that's very telling that the coaches really like him on and off the court as a player and as a leader and as a person. So I think that's a really positive sign.
K-State begins the season with an exhibition tonight at Bramlage against Fort Hays State at 7 p.m. on ESPN Plus Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Ranchers, as you pregnancy check those cows this fall, you can now vaccinate against calf scours for next spring's calving season. With nasty weather, we all know how devastating calf scours can be. Take advantage of effective scour vaccines like ScourBoss and ScourGuard 4KC. Vaccinate the cow and let her vaccinate the calf via the colostrum milk. Contact Valley Vet Supply and let them help make sense of your scour prevention program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree. And I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisernhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.